Blog Talk Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Making Aid Outreach, back on the Ranch Radio Show. Sitting back here with me, I got my good buddy over here in Sneaky Wilson. How you doing tonight, Sneak?
Oh, doing good, Scott. What about yourself?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good, man. Excited about the rodeo action we've been able to see here the last couple of weeks, as well as, the upcoming events, man. We got a lot of rodeo to talk about. But before we do, we want to invite our listeners to get a grip with us and call into our show if you're interested in talking some rodeo, finding out about some things. Maybe you got a question about rodeo in general. Give us a call, 646-915-9940. We'll be happy to talk some rodeo with you. So y'all stay tuned. Sneak, anything been happening with you here lately?
Oh, no, Scott, I have actually just been working here lately. You're the one that's been having all the fun.
Well, I don't know, man. I'll tell you, it sure has been a lot of work, too. But, we're really excited about it, man. It's been a really great opportunity for us to get out. And, it has been a lot of fun. We've been able to watch a lot of good riders, a lot of great bull rides here recently. But, we had a great weekend in Chiefland, Florida with the Southern States Bull Riding and Renegade Rodeo Company over there in Chiefland, Florida this weekend. Was just really fantastic. What a great weekend. The rodeo announcer down there was Roger Mooney, who I know anybody who's been around rodeo for a period of time would know who he is. Great announcer, man. We were really inspired and he was just really exciting to listen to, so a lot of fun this weekend.
Yeah, I had listened to the little plug he gave us, and once I heard the voice, I recognized who he was right off the bat there.
Yeah, well, he's definitely not too hard to miss. As a matter of fact, you may see him on Bull Riding TV. I know that they do a lot of coverage for a lot of different associations, even as far as out west. Believe I actually just caught one earlier this week when they were in Utah. And, of course, Roger Mooney was on there, doing the broadcasting. So, anybody who's been around rodeo would certainly catch him. He's not one that he would miss. But, Sneak, hey, man, I got your favorite lady announcer on the other line. We're going to see if we can jump over and see how she's doing, all right?
Well, let's put her on.
Well, howdy, Miss Chrissy. How are you tonight?
Hi, Scott. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Of course, we got Sneak on the other side over there.
Hey, Sneak.
Chrissy, how are you tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, if I was doing any better, I'd have to sit on both hands, keep from waving at everybody.
I like that one.
Chrissy, did you have a good week?
I had a great week, Scott. Looking forward to the show tomorrow with y'all tomorrow night.
Oh, we cannot wait to get down there. Now, before we get in, we definitely want to talk a lot about Remington Rough Stock, and of course, we're going to be doing our tailgate party live from Crosstown Arena down there off 301 in the Crosstown Expressway. So, you rodeo fans out there, make sure you try to get the time off and squeeze on down there. I think you're going to see a good rodeo tomorrow night for sure.
Absolutely. I have some top guys in the SSBR coming to ride at our show. A lot of Macon 8 team members riding with us tomorrow night as well. So it should be a really, really great show tomorrow night.
Yeah, you're right. Well, you know, and I actually just caught on with you a little bit this afternoon. You just got the email on that now, correct?
I did.
Good. So what do we have in store? Let's talk some of this rodeo action.
All right. Well, Kevin McKeeman, who, you know, is our SSBR cowboy that's doing awesome this year, he's riding with us tomorrow night, as well as the Macon 8 team members, our newest member, Colt. Villamonte, Jimmy Bennett, Ty Harris, Ryan Rippo of Rippo Ropes is actually going to ride tomorrow night at our show, so I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, yeah, that should really turn out to be a great event. It really should. And we're going to talk about Rooster McKenna a little bit later on here in our show, Chrissy. But we actually want to invite all the members out there. If you're interested in calling in, give us a call, 646-915-9940. We'll be happy to sit down and talk some rodeo with you. But, you know, Chrissy, have you had an opportunity to sit down and watch any of the PBR here recently?
I have been trying to catch up on it on my DVR. So trying to keep up with it, you know, as the scheduling allows.
I hear you.
Caleb
Sanderson,
you know, riding really well, and JB, and, I mean, just really, really exciting action.
Yep, we've got a lot of exciting action there with the PBR as well. But, you know, guys, before we do, let's go ahead and jump out there, take a real quick break, and, you know, we'll...
This is Wrangler National Finals. This is Wrangler National Finals. This is Wrangler National Finals rodeo announcer Roger Mooney.
Well, you know what? We just had one of those little flaws there jumping in on the show. I'll tell you what, Sneak, this turned out to be a great day, you know? That's all you can really say about it. Well, you just can't get anything going right when you're trying to get it started. But Chrissy and Sneak, we're going to take a little short break here. We're going to play a little bit of some bull riding music, kind of get everybody in the mood. And when we get back, we're going to talk some great bull riding action. What do you think?
Works for me, Scott.
Yep, sounds great.
All right, you guys hang on tight, and we'll be right back.
This is Wrangler National Finals rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Macon8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Macon 8 is a winner.
Of a big cuss getting tore up from the floor up. I'm gonna push my luck, pull the gate and try to make 8 on an earthquake high stake. It makes your bones ache.
Hey, hey,
I'm losing all control. You know I'm gonna stomp, kid. I gotta get a good grip and set it off like a rock.
Rocket.
welcome back, rodeo fans. Sorry about the technical difficulties. We were really excited. I think we got a little bit too excited and brought that little action to you just a little bit early. Roger Mooney actually did a little plug for us and trying to promote us. Did a great job of promoting us down there in Chiefland, Florida this weekend. So we were real excited for that. But Sneak and Chrissy, I know you guys are there with me. We're ready to get down and talk some bull riding action as well as some other rodeo action. You know, just to let the listeners out there know that if you're interested in talking about more than just bull riding, if you guys want to talk about rodeos in general, something going on in your area, give us a call, 646-915-9940. So, Chrissy, you know, we had a great show 2 weeks ago. Now, unfortunately, we did not get to talk on our Back on the Ranch show last week just because of we were so busy getting ready for Chiefland. But, Chrissy, what were the results there, and what did you think the turnout was there for our deal at Remington on the 17th?
The show was great. We had an excellent turnout, and part of that's thanks to Making Eight, bringing all of y'all rodeo fans out there with us, so we love that. Had 12 bull riders, and took 8 back to the second round, and what a second round. Some awesome bull riding, some awesome bulls. 3 guys got to go home with a paycheck, which was nice.
Sure.
Chad Willett took first place with a 75 points. No bull rider covered their bull in the second round.
Yeah, that was really exciting to watch. Now, Chad Willett was very close. I think he was bucked off at about 7.6.
7.6 seconds, yes, that's correct.
Yeah, he had 77 roan, and I'll tell you what, those bulls in the short go round, I mean, really both rounds were really exciting to watch. It really looked like they brought their game with them when they set in behind those bucking chutes, and they were ready to go. It was really exciting, but like you said, no qualified rides in the short round, so we had to fall back to the long round scores, and Chad Willett scored a 75 on Skull, which is what won him the money.
Yeah. And, you know, he drew 77 roan for the short round, and that's one of our bulls that's been invited to the PBR. So,
right.
You know, again, top caliber bulls we're going at here.
Yep. Oh, most definitely. Well, it was really exciting to watch. We had a lot of fun with it. You know, then we had Ernesto Garcia, I believe, finished second with a 74, correct?
That is exactly right. And it's so nice to see Ernesto finish with the money. He comes out and rides with us a lot and for many years, and it's nice to see him finally go home with some money in his pocket.
Yeah, I'm sure he was kind of excited about that too. Who was our third place finisher? Was that Travis?
Yes, it was Travis Van Eaton, SSBR Cowboy from New York State, took home third with 70 points.
All right, good deal. Now, do we know is Travis going to be back this weekend or no?
Travis did not call in to ride this week. He might be saving it up for Port Charlotte.
Sure. Well, I don't know if he was on the list down there. We'll have to go back. The Southern States Bull Riding, if you guys are interested in catching up what's going on with their action this weekend, you can check out and find out their schedule on SSBRnow.com. They do have the draw list up for Saturday night, and to be honest with you, I do not see it. I do not see Travis's name on there. So he may be up doing a Seber deal or something like that up north this weekend.
Yeah, he's a big traveler. So you only know where – you never know where you're going to see Travis show up at a bull riding event.
Oh, that's for sure. That's for sure. But, you know, you know, just to get back on the Remington deal for tomorrow night, you know, if you fans out there are interested in getting some information about their rodeos or also about their mud hole that they have that they do on Sundays, you know, make sure you check out the website. Chrissy, what's that website again?
The new website is www.tampabullriding.com, and it gives you the call-in number for cowboys that are interested. Gives you information on our mud hole, which is open on Sundays from noon till dark. And our shows, of course, first and third Friday of the month. We start the exhibition and junior riding about 8 o'clock. So, definitely check it out at TampaBullRiding.com.
Good deal. Now, hey, Chrissy, did you get the report on any of the junior riders or any exhibition riders? Are there going to be any out there tomorrow?
Actually, yes. I have two exhibition riders. I don't have their names. And then, of course, I have my Making 8 team member, junior rider, Austin.
Right. Okay. Is he the only junior rider riding in tomorrow night's event?
He is. At this point, he's the only junior rider tomorrow.
Okay. Well, let me tell you, I have gotten phone calls and I've gotten Facebook messages and MySpace messages all week, Chrissy. And just let me tell you, these friends of mine that I've been working with, now most of them all work in the emergency medical services. They usually ride out on ambulances, and of course that's what I've been doing, you know, during the whole time I was competing in bull riding as well. These guys are really intrigued. They've been following me through my, you know, through my time on the circuits and watching me develop and go out and hit these rodeos with Making 8, and they're excited about it. I've got a lot of guys that are going to be coming over probably throughout this summer that are going to be coming out just to look to get on their a bull for the first time. And I told them, I said, well, there's no better place to do it than Remington Rustock. So we're bringing them down there. We're going to get them on these exhibition bulls out there and let them have a run at it.
That's awesome. You know, great way to get somebody more involved and more understanding of what's going on with the sport. We have a lot of people that do it. I mean, people that have that on their bucket list, so to speak. They say, I want to ride a bull. Well, we can help you with that over at Remington. And again, great atmosphere, great family fun. Definitely something that check out our website and call in if you're interested in that.
Most definitely. Well, that is the place to do it around here, I will tell you. And like I said, we've made arrangements, and we're in the process. We're going to get some of these riders out there, some of these guys out there that just want to really scratch it off their bucket list. They said before they get too old, they want to have an opportunity to say they've gotten on a bull. So we're going to get them down there to Corey's place down there at Remington Rustock and get them on. So we're excited for it. So, Sneak, are you still there, or do you doze off?
I'm still here. I was looking at some of the upcoming events with the SSBR here.
Oh, okay. Well, they certainly have a lot of them, and as a matter of fact, they seem like every day they're adding more.
They've got a full weekend this weekend with three different shows going on.
Yes, sir, they do. They certainly do. Now, I know that they've got the one up in Buckhead, Georgia, correct?
Yeah, they got Buckhead, Georgia, which is going to be a Bulls and Barrels put on by Arnie Treadway. Then we have the second event of the Redman Pro Series, which is Port Charlotte, that I believe you're going to at the Charlotte County Fairgrounds. And then, of course, Pensacola, Florida, May
yep.
1st and 2nd at the Escambia County Arena.
Now, we
so
had talked about
weekend.
Yeah, you're right. Well, we had talked about trying to meet up over there in Pensacola. It's going to be a great opportunity. But, Sneak, I believe you're doing a little charity deal this weekend, correct?
Yes, I am. I'm involved with Relay for Life, helping them out this weekend. I had already had a prior engagement that I had almost forgot about and got reminded of it. So I'm going to be there all night Friday night and to Saturday morning, you know, doing the walking and helping out with that. So, and we've already raised over about $6,000 so far of just our team.
Wow, good deal. Well, you know what? I guess since it's for a charity event, we'll let you slide by there, Sneak. I still think you're pulling off the I think it's just more coming up with an excuse because you're scared because the out of the shoots challenge we still have.
No, not scared. yeah, I just had, like I said, I had forgotten about the prior engagement, got my weekends mixed up, and after I said yes, I got quickly reminded that no.
Well,
so
I understand fully. And Chrissy, it's my understanding that I know that you really wanted to head out there to Pensacola with us as well, but I believe you got suckered into doing some work, correct?
I did. I was so looking forward to the trip, and you know, you got to do what you got to do to keep your job in these economic times.
That's the truth. And you know what? I'll tell you, since we figured we can't pay you any money, you might as well go try to get it on Saturday night. So we understand. Sorry we're going to miss out on that opportunity, rodeo fans. And if you had plans on coming out to Pensacola, make sure you head out that show because the Southern States Bull Riding is going to be there, and they do put on one heck of a good rodeo, so you don't want to miss that. But now – before we jump back, Sneak, do you have the Southern States Bull Riding results page up?
The results page, I had it just a moment ago. What are we looking for?
Well, you know, we kind of want to talk a little bit about the South Carolina deal. I believe it was 2 weeks ago there in Gaffney, South Carolina. They had some pretty good action up that way. You know, Southern States Bull Riding is getting out. They're doing a lot of these co-sanctioned events with the NBRA. And I'll tell you what, these riders are heading up north. You know, as the weather gets warmer now and these arenas are starting to open up there. And these cowboys are heading north, and they're hitting a lot of these rodeos out there. But, you know, Gaffney, South Carolina turned out to be one really big show, I guess. I believe they only had two qualified rides both nights down there.
Yeah, and our buddy Rooster was both nights.
Yep, that's right. He won the overall event by winning first place in both nights. So you know what that did is that created a lot of heat on Wagner Luciano, who's first place in the running in the Southern States Bull Riding. And
yeah,
that kind of matchup. Yes, sir.
That has closed the gap up to 295.5 points between the two.
Yep. Well, and I'll tell you, now Wagner was down in Chiefland this weekend. He rode on Friday night. I'm not sure where he went on Saturday, but I know that he was in Chiefland on Friday night. We had an opportunity to see him ride. He was real close to making two rides. Unfortunately, was brought down, I believe, about 7.5, 7.6 on his second bull. But he scored an 84, which was the event leader in Chiefland as far as Friday night goes. So, you know, there was some heat there, and he did rack up some points. But, you know, Rooster has really come a long way, and we're going to have an opportunity to see him ride tomorrow night. And I believe he is also on the sheet for Saturday in Port Charlotte. So, yep, he is. He is on the draw. I actually drew a bull they call Black Pepper. And, you know, so we look forward to seeing that. Wagner Luciano, I believe, is going to be down there as well. He's on a Chris Stewart bull that they call Monster Mash. And actually, I believe that's more. They use that in the short. They use that bull in the short go, I believe, quite a bit. I'm pretty impressed with these bulls that they have down there this weekend. We gotta have a really great show down there on Saturday. But you know, they're calling it the showdown in Port Charlotte because they, if Wagner slips up at all, this is an opportunity. Rooster may catch him, and it may actually take the lead. So we're going to have to stay tuned and see what happens with that. But you want to talk about a great matchup. That is going to be one good matchup this weekend, and we are glad that we are going to be down there to watch it.
It's going to make this weekend a little interesting.
Oh, it really is. There's no doubt. Well, we're going to see how Rooster rides tomorrow night. And of course, you know, Chrissy, you know as well as I do, we always try to catch up with these riders. We're going to see if we can't catch an interview with Rooster and talk with him a little bit. And next week when we do our Back on the Ranch radio show, we'll be able to sit back and maybe talk with him just a little bit. And, you know, we'll kind of, you know, lead up to tomorrow night. We'll see what he has to say about it, see what he's thinking about it.
Yeah, I'm always excited to see Rooster ride. I've followed him for years. He's ridden with us at Remington, and I'm so glad to see his head in the game and him doing so well with the SSBR. So I'll be anxious to help you facilitate that interview tomorrow night.
Well, we'll have to catch him. You know, we've been catching up with the winner down at Remington Rustock every weekend, been trying to catch a little quick little interview. And, you know, for the past several weeks, it always seems like Rooster is the one we have to talk with the exception of this week. But he definitely comes to ride down there, and I know that he'll be down there tomorrow night, and he'll be ready to ride as well. There's a lot at stake this weekend. I know that he's really, you know, going to be in the competitive mode, but we're going to see if we can't catch up with him down there.
Yeah, again,
right.
You know, he comes to our show to make his entry fee money and to, you know, get on the back of another bull and stay in the game. And It's just always so exciting to see Rooster ride.
Right. Most definitely. It really is exciting to watch him. And I believe I heard that he was down at the practice pen this Monday night and got on several of Corey's bulls then as well. So he's in shape, he's healthy, and he's definitely focused on what he's doing. He's looking to make some rides.
Yeah, he put on a good ride up here in Laurel when the show that I seen him at and met him up here. So I was really impressed with the young man.
Most definitely. But now, Chrissy, we had talked a little bit about last week, and before we had to, or actually right after we let you go, Sneak over there was really intrigued by having you on the show, and we really want to get to know you just a little bit. So we're going to kind of put you on the spot here, and we're going to kind of throw some things at you about what it took or what really got you into the business as far as being an announcer there at Remington Rustock.
Well, you know, it kind of fell in my lap because another one of our good rodeo buddies, Chaz Fish, used to have my job.
Uh-huh.
Chaz got married and moved to Ocala, and I would fill in when Chaz would be gone. Grew up doing drama and theater and around rodeo and 4-H and FFA my whole life. So, you know, it was just a natural progression, I guess. And when Chaz moved away, Corey Costa said, "You want the job?" And I said, "Yes, I want the job." And so I was like, okay, this is fun. And then the clip that you played, Roger Mooney, the PRCA announcer, I've met him quite a few times traveling with a 5-star rodeo, and I told him what I was doing, and he was, "Go for it, girl. You know, be one of the only female bull riding announcers, and you need anything, you want anything, you have any questions, you know, you call me because I'm here for you." So he has been my mentor, and he kind of pushed me to take it a lot more seriously, and I do show prep before all my shows. I try to get all the call-in lists, you know, work on my stupid jokes, and I just love it. I wouldn't want to do anything else.
Yeah.
Well,
you know, go ahead.
Go ahead, Scott. Go ahead.
No, sir, just you go right ahead, buddy. This is your interview because you've been so interested in trying to get some information from Chrissy and how she got into the announcing arena.
Yeah, well, let me ask you this. How hard is it being a woman seriously?
It's definitely a lot harder. That's why I spend the time that I do doing my show prep and learning my stats, because if I just get up there and talk, people don't take me seriously. I have to know what I'm talking about. And again, growing up around it and being involved with rodeo in college and stuff helped me to know more about what was going on than the average Joe. But it's just, again, it just kind of fell in my lap and I ran with it. And being a woman is a lot more difficult than being a man. Again, I have to know my stuff to be taken seriously. And my career is in construction. So I'm used to dealing with men and the quote-unquote glass ceiling most of my professional life, and I just took it as another challenge.
So a lot more homework.
Yeah, but again, I'm always up for a challenge, and I kind of thrive on it, so bring it on.
And is Remington the only one that you're announcing now, or are you doing anything else?
I have done a couple of SSBR events. I have done some junior rodeos for the 5-star rodeo company. I just did the Collier County Fair down in Naples, and I'm getting ready to go down and do another bull riding event that they're going to have down there at the Collier County Fairgrounds. So I get a little more work here and there, but Remington's my regular gig.
Okay, I understand. That's your bread and butter then.
Yes. But Corey Costa with Remington has been really helpful in helping to facilitate me get some of this other work as well, because he has faith in me and thinks I do a good job. So,
well, from what you do.
Yep, that you do. You know, we've really enjoyed being down there at Remington Rustock, and we've certainly enjoyed having you as the announcer down there. You entertain the crowd, and that's what I think the most important thing is. You know, is keeping an audience and making sure you capture that audience and you can maintain for, you know, I mean, some of those events can last up to 2 hours, you know, and so it's really important to make sure you can maintain the crowd for the full 2 hours and keep them involved in the show. And you do a big part of that, and we certainly enjoy it.
Well, thanks. That's always good to hear. And, you know, I have a lot of the cowboys that ride at Remington regularly, Shannon Brass, Kevin McKeeman. They always want to know, oh, are you going to announce this show? Are you going to be here doing this show? Because the cowboys like me as well. I mean, they like hearing a different voice on the microphone.
Sure.
It does make a difference. I mean, it's nice to hear a different change every now and then.
Well, speaking of change there, Rodeo Fan, I'll tell you what, we actually, we're doing some changing as well. Now, I got to apologize to Rodeo Fans that tried tuning in Friday night to our radio show to bring the Southern States Bull Riding and Renegade Rodeo Company. You know, we had all kinds of technical difficulties up there in Chiefland, Florida. We could not maintain a signal. We kept dropping the calls. We lost our internet on our computer. We couldn't get the website back up to run our switchboard. It was just a fiasco, which is part of the situations we run into when we do a live broadcast. So, Rodeo Fans, we definitely would like to apologize to you for that. But I'll tell you what, guys, we got a grip on this thing Saturday night, and we actually brought in Kelly, who's my wife, and we did the rodeo announcing down there. We kind of alternated and switched back and forth. Allowed her an opportunity to actually call some of these deals, and it really, I think it went off real well for her first time. We had a great time with it.
I listened to it. She actually did a good job, and you need to buy that lady a steak.
I know she was so excited, you know, when she was so excited about it. So, you know, going back and listening to it, yeah, it was great.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to get her down there at Remington tomorrow night as well. We're going to work with her and see if she can't get out there and call some of these shots as well. But, you know, I know we've got Chad Fish is going to be one of our bullfighters down there. And, of course, he's doing a lot with Making Eight Outreach now. Him and I have been sitting down together. We had an opportunity to sit down last Friday, and we're working on a lot of this for this outreach program that we've got running. And we're going to start doing some video feeds. We were hoping to have it set up before this deal tomorrow night, but unfortunately I don't think we're going to have all the equipment in place to be able to do that. So, you know, we're going to have to hold off a little bit, but we're going to utilize Chaz a little bit. May even put him, since he's going to be in the arena, we might be able to throw a little radio on him and see what he can do to call some of the shots from right there in the middle of the arena.
Scott, you were telling me about that, and that just sounds so exciting. I'll be so anxious to go back and listen to the show since, you know, I'll be working during your show, but I'll be so anxious to go back and listen to it if we can hook that up with Chaz.
Absolutely. Well, what do you say, guys? Are we thinking, what's up, Snake?
Well, this is a new one on me. You hadn't run that, you told me about that one yet.
No, well, you know what? Making Eight Outreach, man, we're full of surprises, you know. That's about the best I can say. And Sneak, I apologize because, you know what, my brain is just so fried, man. What a hectic week I had at work. I mean, I came back. We came back from Chiefland. I got up and I had to work on Sunday. And from then on, man, I'll tell you, it had just been nothing but chaos here in Pinellas County. I have been running my tail off 90 miles an hour every day. And, you know, it. Lack of sleep and everything just kind of took its toll on me, I guess, buddy, so I apologize for that.
It's no problem. I understand. I've been kind of tied up the last few weeks myself.
I hear you, man. But, hey, guys, before we get back into some of the action, we definitely want to recap and talk to the fans and let everybody know what happened down in Chiefland, because let me tell you, we got to talk about these cowboys down there. It was really exciting. Had some of our Team Making Eight members down there as well. And, you know, but before we do, I think we're going to give everybody a chance to refill the water bottles and take a little break. What do you say?
Sounds good.
Let's talk some rodeo. 646-915-9940. Give us a call and let's sit down and talk some rodeo. But in the meantime, go fill your water bottles and we'll be right back.
Hey, guys, I'm Cole Villamonte of Making Eight, listening to Making Eight Radio on MakingEight.com.
Open up the gate, the sucker will explode. But I can win it all if I can just
Rodeo fans, if you're interested in calling in, talking some rodeo with us, back on the ranch, 646-915-9940. Be happy to talk some rodeo with you. But while we're doing that, we're going to kind of catch everybody up and talk with Christy and Sneaky down here and let everybody know about what we had going on this weekend in Chiefland. So, you know, guys, I got to tell you, I was really excited by what we had. Like I said, just to start things off, Roger Mooney is one of the best announcers I've ever seen. Christy, I know why he's your mentor, because this guy knows what he's doing, just does a fantastic job with it.
Yeah, he's amazing.
He really is. But, you know, like I said, we started off down there Friday, had a little bit of issues with our radio broadcast, but I think we were able to get all the action brought to the rodeo fans, so I think that was the most important thing. But, you know, I mean, coming out of the first round, or the first night, we did have some qualified rides, and what it was they had, I believe they had 12 riders, actually 13 riders the first night, and they had... so each rider had two bulls both nights, and our first rider was Buckshot Morrison, and he was actually had a bull that came out and spun to the left real hard, and Buckshot stayed with him and was able to score an 82 for him, and that was really exciting. And then, of course, later on, we had Wagner Luciano come in there and really had a real strong bull and scored an 84. And that was for the first night down there. You know, we did have they did have a rider by the name of P.K. Fisher. Now, Chrissy, have you ever heard of that name before?
I have not.
That's
a new one on me.
Yeah, I don't know where he came from. P.K. Fisher just kind of came out of nowhere. I've not really heard much of him. I believe he may have an SSBR card, but had an opportunity to see him ride. Really good cowboy. But he scored a 75, and you know, that they did have some qualified rides. Ryan Parker, Justin Walker, who's a young cowboy. I believe he's still riding for the high school rodeo associations. He came out and scored a 71 the first night. So really good job for a lot of these cowboys down there. It had Justin Carter was down there. He had a qualified ride. Just trying to scan down here. I believe that was about it for the first night. We may have had a couple more, but I don't have my list in front of me on that one. But got to tell you guys, and Sneaker, are you still with me back there?
I'm still here.
Okay, I didn't know what you were doing back there. It looks like you're putting dishes away or something, man.
That's not me. Me and dishes,
oh.
Dude. That's why I got dishes for you.
Well, you know you shouldn't talk about the missus that way.
Well, she's not here, so I can do that right now.
Oh, okay. Well, just
when the cat's away, the mice will play.
That's right. So, I wear the pants in this family. She just tells me which ones to put on.
Oh. I hear you. Well, leading in, man, we got down there Saturday night, and we were really excited. We knew we had some of the best bull riders, not only just in the southern states, but we're talking, we had some young PBR riders. These guys are racking up money in the Challenger Series for the professional bull riders. We had guys like Jay and Clay McIntyre. B.J. Carter, Jimmy Lapro, you know, all these guys were down there, you know, and ready to ride. I mean, we really were looking forward to seeing a great matchup amongst these veteran bull riders. But let me tell you guys, it was not the veteran bull riders that ended up stealing the spotlight down there. As it turned out, it was the young guns. And, you know, as we published on our website, as well as Southern States did on theirs. I mean, these Arcadia cowboys, all three of them were from Arcadia, came out, and all three of them were high school rodeo riders. You know, we had Gary Brown was the one that finished in first place, and then we had Austin Gross and Team Making Eights, Ty Harris. All three had rode both their bulls on Saturday night. And just a great matchup. It was really exciting to see these guys.
Yeah, it's always great to see the younger guys do well because that just keeps encouraging them to keep going and to put, you know, more heart and more head into the game.
Oh, you're right. You're right, Chrissy. You know, and I don't think these guys, I mean, these guys were competing against some of these veteran cowboys. And the veteran cowboys, you know, I mean, they understand that this is the name of the game. I mean, these guys can come out and get bucked off these deals. Now, I will tell you, I mean, we did have some great qualified rides. Clay McIntyre scored a 72 in the first round, came back and scored an 81 in the second round, and actually tied Ty Harris third place. But, you know, so that was good. I mean, these veteran cowboys did come out to ride. You know, Ricky Ringer was there as well. He, who's one of the riders that we talk about quite often because he does call into our show quite a bit. He actually had a tough night, was bucked off both times. But Jay McIntyre, in the second go round, he scored an 86. You know, so we did have some really good riders, and they were able to make at least one qualified ride. You know, just trying to shoot on over here and see what else we got as far as the Jimmy Lathro scored a 76 in his first ride. So, you know, these guys did come to make some money. But these these younger cowboys, man, they were just getting it. And, you know, Eugene Carter with Renegade Rodeo Company brought, you know, he had some of the best bulls. I mean, there must have been, he had a pen back there that had about six or seven bulls that have all bucked the PBR. So that was really exciting as well.
Eugene Carter has a great stock of bulls, and every time he brings his bulls somewhere, it's always exciting to watch.
Yep, most definitely. Well, let me tell you, when we first got into it, now I'm just trying to go back here and look and see. I believe trying to see where Gary Brown actually rode or where he was in the actual draw. Believe he was one of the first riders out in the second go. Scored a 90-point ride on his bull. And let me tell you, that bull, it really did nothing more. It did a lot of belly rolling when he first came out, and then he was back around to the left. He was back around to the right, and Gary Brown had a seat on him the whole time. It was really exciting to watch. So he actually scored, and, you know, you just don't see that in these long goes anymore, you know. A cowboy come out and able to score a 90-point ride, but he really got it done on this bull. So it was really impressive to see. I was really happy about that.
Yeah, 90-point ride. I mean, that's got to be an awesome bull and an awesome ride by the cowboy. 90 points. You don't see that a whole lot.
Nope, definitely not. But, Sneak, what's your take on that? I mean, have you seen too many 90-point rides in the long rounds?
Not in the long rounds, no. That's kind of a little bit on the unusual side. And, you know, even in some of your other associations, you know, a 90 is hard to find. And, I mean, even, you know, you look at somebody like Chris Shivers that just kind of set the record for the 90-point rides, you know, they're few and far in between for everybody.
Yeah, most definitely. Well, I got to tell you guys, it was impressive to watch, that's for sure. Now, we did have a little bit of bad luck out there. Jimmy Bennett, one of Team Making Eight Riders, came out, actually scored a 66 at Remington Roughstock on his long round bull, I believe, down there in Tampa on the 17th. Is that right, Chrissy?
That is correct. You know, not enough points to get him a paycheck, but a good ride out of Jimmy.
Sure. Yeah, well, it brought him back to the short round. He actually had a bull, Wild Raspberry, in the short round, got bucked off pretty quick there. But we brought him down here to, the first ride, it was more him just getting straight bucked off of the bull that he had. But in the second round, he was a little upset. He wasn't quite ready for the gate, and apparently the gate man thought he nodded and pulled the gate a little early. He actually got hung up because he got thrown over the front. His feet were not set, and he came back and came over the front of the bull. Bullfighters down there were fantastic all weekend long. They did a great job of stepping in there and really drawing the attention of these bulls and getting these cowboys out of the arena okay. But there was a little bit of a wreck there. Jimmy Bennett got hung up, and actually one of the bullfighters that stepped in there actually broke his wrist on the deal. But believe he's okay. We've been, of course, praying for him and his recovery and that. Hopefully, you know, see him out there. He's actually one of Eugene Carter's sons. Both bullfighters down there were Eugene Carter's sons, Everett and Cody Carter. And I believe it was Everett, but I'm not 100% as the one that actually broke his wrist. So it was unfortunate for him, but we definitely look forward to seeing both those cowboys getting in the arena and doing some cowboy protection out there for these riders.
Yeah, and Sneak, I know you can attest to that. I mean, they are the cowboy lifesavers. I mean,
yes, ma'am. Actually, we used to call them the cowboy lifeguards. So, that was just kind of a nickname we had given them over the years. So, I can relate to the boy getting hurt. You know, I was much the same thing as what Scott was telling me happened. I had one dislocate my thumb one night, and you know, it's not a fun feeling, you know. And, you want to stay and finish the show sometimes, and, yeah, a lot of times you just suck it up and finish the show, and then there's been a few times, you know, I've seen somebody get toted out of the ring, and, you know, knowing it hurt their feelings if they couldn't finish the show that they had signed on to do.
Yeah. Well, that is, you know, that is part of the game. I mean, nobody said bull riding or even bullfighting was an easy job. You know, and these guys understand the risk when they get out there in those arenas with these bulls. You know, it's not like a football or something like that. They can't teach these bulls to go easy on the cowboys when they're in a certain spot. I mean, you know, there's just no way of doing that. So, I'll tell you what, though. I bet you somebody can make a lot of money raising bulls that could understand that. What do you think?
I wish they could, but, you know, all in all, it's still safer than being married.
Yeah, you're right about that. There's no doubt. But, you know what, guys? Hey, speaking of 90-point rides in the long round, did anybody get to see the PBR this weekend?
No.
I haven't DVR'd. I haven't watched it yet.
Oh, gosh. Well, Christy, you got to sit down and watch this deal. We're going to go ahead and spoil the surprise. And I don't know if you want to hang out with us or if you want us to let you go so you can jump out there and watch it. But we're going to talk a lot about that coming up. We're going to take another short break here. Let everybody refill their water bottles, guys. And, you know, when we get back, we're going to talk some great PBR action. But if you rodeo fans out there, we've got a lot to talk about. If you want to talk some rodeo with us, give us a call, 646-915-9940. We'll be happy to sit down and talk some rodeo action with you guys. You know, we definitely want to thank Southern States Bull Riding. And if you guys are down here in the southeast and want to look up and find out where there's a great rodeo, get on SSBR's website at ssbrnow.com. Or you can check out the greatest show on dirt down here in Tampa, Florida. One of the best, you know, just a great way to come out and spend a Friday night. We're going to be out there tomorrow doing our tailgate party. But go check out Remington Roughstock at, TampaRodeo.com. So, you know, definitely get involved with these guys. Find out where these rodeos are near you. In the meantime, go refill your water bottles. Listen to some great bull riding music, and we'll be right back.
Fans, this is Ty Harris with Making 8 Radio on Making8.com.
So go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on. When the gates come open and they let in the crowd, it's time to step up and start knocking them down. When the clock hits zero, I'm gonna be the hero of life. For infamy is my destiny. I got my teeth knocked out, it didn't stop me, did it? I caught myself on fire, it didn't scare me, did it? I got myself walked off, stomped and couldn't win it. Got myself back up, bent down, and go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on. I'm grinding gears in a Chevy like Junior on Sunday, and I'm gonna wear the crown till you take it from me. 8 seconds, you know it's really rough when we ride, going hard out the chute like I'm Justin McBride or Ron Coleman. Cowboys ain't never about folding, too busy living life, all out for the moment. Park Bonifay couldn't see me on a wakeboard, Tony Hawk shivering since I got my skateboard. Go ahead. So go ahead. So go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on. The opposition shows up and starts running their mouth. It's time to suit up and show them what it's about. All eyes are on me, it'll never make me nervous. I'll be as cool as a Sunday morning service. I got my teeth knocked out, it didn't stop me, did it? I caught myself on fire, it didn't scare me, did it? I got myself barked off, stomped and couldn't win it. I got myself back up, bare down and go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on. We'll be right back.
All right, welcome back, rodeo fans. Making Eight Outreach back on the ranch down here on this great Thursday night, getting ready for some bull riding action this weekend. If you guys got something going on in your area, want to talk some rodeo, give us a call, 646-915-9940. We'll be happy to sit down and talk some rodeo with you. But, you know, in the meantime, you know, guys, I know that you guys are still on there. We're switching over to you now. But, you know, we had the opportunity to watch some great PBR action as well. You know, when I got home and, you know, was able to put it on the TiVo, we were able to come back and watch some of it. But, and Chrissy, I know that you missed out, but we're going to let you know that we watched a 93-point ride in round one down there in you know what? I don't even remember where they were. Sneak, do you know where they were this weekend?
Sure don't. I like I said, I wasn't at home. I was out working all weekend.
Oh, my word. I hate when I don't have everything there in front of me, you know? And Sneak, you're our statistics, man. I figured you'd have had it there this weekend. Now, I will tell you, they will be in Worcester, Massachusetts this weekend for the U.S. Air Force Invitational.
Okay.
That much I know.
Which is going to be a great show. And did I read somewhere that some of the money benefits the military families from this show as well?
You know, I believe that you're right, Chrissy. I believe I saw that. So that's a great deal for them. Love that the PBR is dedicating that money and giving some proceeds to them for that. You know, that just really says a lot. It says a lot for the PBR and what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, guys, we got to see a 93-point ride. Brian Canner came out on a bull they call Crosswired. And, they, you know, we've seen Crosswired here mostly in the short rounds, just a rank little dude. This bull came out, and Brian stayed with him. Really impressive ride to watch. Scored a 93 points on him in round one, and that started him off. But and there was no letting up. I think after that, Brian Canner got it in his mind he was going to win the event, and he sure enough did. He rode all three bulls that weekend. So really impressive to see that. But you know what? J.B. Mooney, back on the rise. I mean, was able to finish second in the round covering his bulls. So that was really impressive to see as well.
I'm definitely a J.B. fan, and that, you know, I'm looking forward to watching that one, seeing how he placed in that show.
Well, you know what? I think a lot of people are counting out the fact that this is a long rodeo season. And, you know, bull riders are going to have their ups and downs throughout the entire year, you know. I know myself personally, when I was out on the circuits trying to make some money, you know, if I got into a rodeo that was, you know, either late at night, maybe up north, it was colder, I didn't perform as well, you know, because I'm used to the heat. And, you know, I mean, there's so many different factors that play in. And you can, I mean, I could go to any North Rodeo and get bucked off pretty darn quick because I was so cold. My body was so tense that I just, you know, I kind of looked like a, you know, I guess you could say just a snowman or a little dummy sitting up there on top of that bull. As soon as that gate opened, I was coming off, you know. Now, Sneak, I know what you're thinking when I said dummy, and that's not the case, all right? I don't want you to take it the wrong way and think, oh, man, this guy's a dummy, you know?
those of us with that cracker blood, it's a little bit thinner, and we get cold a lot easier.
Yeah, there's no doubt. But, you know, I really think JB is just in one of those deals where, you know, he may have some personal issues going on. You know, it's hard to say, but, you know, it's a long rodeo season, and for to see him come back on that was really impressive. I was really happy to see that, you know, because I myself am a big JB fan myself, you know, too. So it was really nice to see him. And
yeah,
the silence
well,
again.
Seen it.
yeah, I know, and it's hard because I know you haven't had the opportunity, you've been so busy with work and all, but. You know, I will tell you this, too. You know, we had one of Florida's own, and I know that Chrissy knows him. Now, Chrissy, you've had the opportunity to see Caleb Ride there, correct?
Quite a bit have seen Caleb Ride, and I'm so proud, you know, to have a Floridian up there, you know, doing his thing in the PBR and doing pretty good at it.
Well, yeah, I was just getting ready to say, not only just getting up there, but the fact that he's out there covering bulls, and right now he's at 50% for the time that he's been on tour, you know, of covering his Bulls. And he actually was able to get into the short round this weekend. He got bucked off in the short round, but he did make an 84 and a quarter ride on eBay in the first round, and scored an 82nd and a quarter in the second round on a bull they call Looney Tune. So it was great job. He finished 7th overall. And you know what? I actually had him in my fantasy draft, and he in the PBR deal, and he scored me some points this weekend. I was really impressed.
Yeah, like I said, it's always great to see, you know, a Florida boy doing well. And again, like you said, every cowboy has their ups and downs, but to see him doing well and being consistent is awesome.
Yeah, it really is. Well, you know, I mean, like I said, I had the opportunity to ride with him a couple of years ago when he was just doing the high school deals and he was just doing the jackpot deals, a little bit with Southern States Bull Riding. And, you know, I will tell you, that kid is determined, and he was determined to win out there every time he came out. And, you know, so it was really impressive to see. But, you know, the one big news, I think, that's come down this week, Cody Lostro is not going to be riding this week. He's actually got an injury to his riding elbow. Not real sure how long he's going to be out with that. And it's going to give some of these opportunities, especially with J.B. Mooney coming back riding. I think we got a chance to see some Cowboys catch up to Cody here in the next couple of weeks.
Well, it will definitely. I'm so anxious to sit down and watch this show now, reading the stats and hearing y'all talk about it. I just.
Yep. Well, I'll tell you what, it's hard to miss, you know, and I know that I know myself. I mean, you know, when I get back out of town, I mean, I can't wait to jump on here and try to catch up with what's going on with PBR. But, you know, to catch everybody up, too, they, like I said, they are going to be in Worcester, Massachusetts for the U.S. Air Force Invitational this weekend. And I've got the draw sheets up here for the PBR. Sneak, you with me over there? You got the draw sheet up as well or no?
Not right at the moment. I'm having a little technical problem here with the computer.
Oh, don't you love that?
Oh, yeah.
And I'm trying to cook supper, so I'm not in front of it either.
So it's you
right
with the pots
the
and pans. That's
it's
right.
Me with the pots and pans.
I hear you. All right. Well, you know what? Caleb Sanderson drew a bull they call the Prophet. I don't believe we've seen this bull buck in the Built for Tough series, but I do know that he is bucked in the smaller series. I was actually talking with Chaz Fish earlier today. We were both pulled up on the stats, kind of reviewing this bull. You know, I believe he's got a 60% buck off rate. So, you know, Caleb's definitely going to have his hands full in the first round with that bull. It's going to be a 5G Farms bucking bull. They call the Prophet. So Caleb Sanderson's going to be riding him. But, you know, the one thing that really kind of shocked me was they've got so many big bulls down there. They've got Jeff Robinson's Skyhawk Cutter Rug actually in the long round, and Bo Hill's going to be covering him in the first round. So look forward to seeing that, as well as L.J. Jenkins is going to be getting on Say I Won't Gunner, who's usually in the short round, but he's going to be in round one, one of Chad Berger's bulls.
Sounds like it's getting interesting there.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah, you know.
Definitely looking forward to it. You know, like I said, we're going to be over in Tampa tomorrow night, and then we're going to be down to Port Charlotte on Saturday watching that great show down there. I know as soon as I get back home, though, the first thing I'm going to do is turn on the recording and go back and actually watch round one. It always gets real confusing because they're a day behind, but you know, hopefully we'll have an opportunity to catch up with some of these riders out there and be able to find out how they do. You know, pretty quick, but we're going to be checking the results. Now, I've actually got him on my fantasy list. I actually picked Caleb again this week. I think he's got it in him to come out. He's coming off of, you know, being able to make two rides this past weekend. So I'm putting my money on Caleb. I think he's going to be able to do it on that bull.
I think he's got the adrenaline left after last weekend and the try in him to go and to do something real good this weekend as well, Scott.
Yep. Well, you know, Chris,
like
I said, you're right, Sneak. Yeah, he definitely is. You know, and you know, as a younger rider, I know it's difficult for him to overcome, you know, just the fact of knowing that he's up in that association and he's riding there. But we look forward to it. You know, and if you rodeo fans want to give us a call in and talk to on the show, give us a buzz, 646-915-9940. If you guys got comments about any of the PBR action or maybe some PRCA action, you know, we've certainly tried to catch up this weekend a little bit about some of the PRCA, and just unfortunately we haven't been able to. But I did put some of the their news clippings up on some of our events pages. So when you go under there, if you check out some of the events on our new facelift, MakingEight.com, we were able to kind of change things around today. So it's got a whole new look to it today. And if you go to our events page, scroll down, check out some of the different rodeo events, you'll be able to see some of the news action from PRCA. Catch yourselves up.
And, Scott, I want to remind everybody to sign up for the MakingEight Buddy section.
Oh, yeah,
I mean,
you're just
great. I love it. And if y'all go to my page, and I have a really, really good definition of the word try, not as a verb, but as a noun and in the rodeo spirit, and want to make sure everybody signs up for the MakingEight Buddies and checks that out.
Yeah, most definitely. Thank you, Chrissy, for doing that. Yeah, we certainly want to invite all you rodeo fans over. Get involved with us. I mean, that's a good way for you guys to keep in contact, find out what's going on with some of the, not just the team Making Eight riders, but some of the other bull riders that are supporting Making Eight Outreach and what we're doing. So, you know, get involved with us, find out about these rodeos, and that way you can keep in contact with these guys, and then you can also follow along when we're out broadcasting, we're out covering these rodeo events if you're not able to make them to them yourself. But, you know, we have a great matchup tomorrow night. You know, I know the draws are not up because they're not posted. They're not actually done until the time just before the event. But, Chrissy, I know that we have got some great cowboys down there. And, of course, Corey always has some great bulls with Remington Rustock. And we look forward to seeing the matchups tomorrow night, seeing Rooster get out there and get on some bulls. As well as you know, watching Tyler, watching Austin, one of the youngest team Making Eight riders, you know, seeing him get out there and get on one of these junior steers. Now, I will tell you, Chrissy, I don't know, but he was actually requesting a rematch, and I don't know if they can do it, but he really wants that bull that he had last week. I think that
yeah, that's a bull called Top Dollar, and we're working on it. We're going to try and give him a rematch with Top Dollar.
No, he was so scared last week there on the 17th, and you know, once he realized that the bull just looked bigger, you know, than he actually bucked, he was okay. And you know, I look forward to seeing it. I think that'll be a good little matchup for him to get back out there and get on that bull again. I know he's looking forward to it, and we've got a crowd coming out tomorrow night. You know, we've got some MakingEight.com fans, I think, now that are starting to kind of follow us around. So we look forward to seeing them out there this weekend. And, you know, we're going to catch everybody up. But in the meantime, guys, I don't know, Chrissy, are you able to hang in with us a little bit longer?
Actually, I'm gonna have to sign off because my supper's ready.
All right. Well, that sounds good.
I'm
yeah,
sorry.
What are you cooking?
We're having ribs and chicken on the grill with tater tots and baked beans.
Oh, man.
You know what? I don't want to hang out with us.
Can I just rub that in a little bit more?
Just
yeah,
a little bit. Goodness. Now, you know what? Speaking of ribs, they've got some great barbecue down there at Remington Rustock, don't they, Chrissy?
That's right. We do. We have a White Boys Barbecue, and they have some awesome barbecue pork sandwiches, awesome ribs. I mean, all kinds of good stuff to eat. So, you know, bring your family, come early, have some dinner. Exhibition riding starts at 8:00. And, you know, again, a great, good time for the kids, activities at intermission, and awesome food to eat as well.
You know, and, you know, the one big thing that's been going on these last 2 weeks has been this daggone swine flu, you know, and everybody is really starting to get a little anxious about it, which, you know, is somewhat understandable because it's something that's new, you know. Now, don't get me wrong. I believe that the United States has got some of the best vaccinations for it. And I believe that, you know, as long as you can get in early enough, if you come down with the symptoms, you can get these shots. You know, I believe watching and researching the results from these things, I believe it's between 12 and 24 hours, you actually lose all symptoms of this deal. So, you know, but one of the things that we want to let our rodeo fans know out there is that, you know, the flu deal itself is actually spread through close confinement with these, you know, with these other people who actually contaminate. So if you have a fear of that, don't worry about it, because Remington Rustock is outdoors, and let me tell you, it's a great place to watch a rodeo.
And again, you know, people are concerned about it, and all our bulls are vaccinated and have all their shots, and we're going to have some extra hand sanitizer and stuff on hand tomorrow night for people who are concerned, but we don't have any issue with it, and we're, you know, it's an outdoor event, it's open air, there's no confinement, so we're letting people know that, you know, there's not an issue. Come on out to the rodeo, the bulls are good.
Oh, absolutely, there's no doubt about that, you know, and you know, these, I guess they called it the swine flu because it came down from pigs. It had nothing to do with the bulls. So let me tell you, these bulls will be out there. They'll be ready to buck and earn their paychecks out there. And, you know, I know these cowboys are going to come down ready to ride. We look forward to a great matchup tomorrow night. So, you know, Chris, you know, I guess we'll let you sign off and go eat your ribs there since you're going to rub it in. But we're going to get down there and see if we can't get some white boys barbecue tomorrow night.
All right, Scott, well, we're looking forward to having you at the show, and want to remind everybody that if you can't make it, we would love to have you come to the show, because there's nothing like seeing a live rodeo, but if you can't see it, you know, dial up your computer to Make an Eight and listen to us tomorrow night, because it's going to be a great show.
You're right. Well,
Chris, eat
all right.
A rib for me.
I'm sorry?
I said, eat a rib for me.
You got it, Sneak.
All right, Chris. Well, hey, have a great night, and we will catch up with you tomorrow at the rodeo.
All right. Y'all, happy trails.
Have a good one, Chris.
All right, guys. Well, Sneak, you able to stick with us for another half an hour or so?
Sure can.
All right, guys. Well, we're going to give everybody an opportunity to come back and refill their water bottles and let everybody just kind of catch up. We're going to get ready to watch some or listen to some great bull riding action. Or actually, we're going to watch it. If you can't make it out there to the show, you'll be able to listen to it on MakingEight.com. But we're going to get things lined up here, rodeo fans, and refill our water bottles here real quick, take a short break, and we'll be right back.
Someone's trying to ride me, tighten up the ropes, they don't know what's inside me. Little Yellow Jacket is my name, and hurting cowboys is why I came. I rode in on a trailer out from Arizona. Whoever's up next, I'm gonna put it on you. I'll buck them all off in no time flat, and shake them off my back and start the cowboy hat. I buck them all off in no time flat, and shake them off my back and stomp the cowboy hat.
Get off my back, boy. You on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy. You on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy. You on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy. You on your back, back.
I'm drooling out my nose and digging in the dirt. Now I'm thinking about the next cowboy I'm gonna knock down. I'm reindeer dipping, ain't no Christmas coming early. Heard you riding good, but that really don't concern me. I rode in on a trailer out from Arizona. Whoever's up next, I'm gonna put it on you. I'll buck them all off in no time flat, and shake them off my back and start the cowboy hat. I'll buck them all off in no time flat, and shake them off my back and stomp the cowboy hat.
Get off my back, boy. You on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy. You on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy. You on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy. You on your back, back, back.
On a trailer out from Arizona. matter whoever's up next. I'm gonna put it on you. I'll fuck them all off in no time flat, and shake them off my back and stomp the cowboy hat. I'll fuck them all off in no time flat, and shake them off my back and stomp the cowboy hat.
Get off my back, boy. You on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy. You on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy. You on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy. You on your back, back. On your back, back.
This is Wrangler National Finals Rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Makin8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Makin8 is a winner.
All right, welcome back, rodeo fans. Back on the ranch, Makin8.com. Glad that you're able to join us. And along with me now, got Sneaky Wilson. So, Sneak, what do you think, man? I'll tell you what, after having Chrissy talk about them ribs, I'm getting a little hungry, man.
You and me both. now, I do have an upcoming event up in Dayton, Tennessee. We got a full rodeo that I need to find out a little bit more information about it, but it's the H-Bar M Rodeo Company putting it on, and that's going to be May 8th and 9th. I don't know if it's an association or what the deal on it is yet. I got to find a little bit more information out about it there.
It is, and let me tell you, H-Bar M, I actually rode at several of their events, and I believe it's going to be down there for their Strawberry Festival in Dayton, Tennessee. Actually, when we first relocated, my wife and I were going to relocate with the kids. We were going to move up to Tennessee, and a good friend of mine lives in Dayton, Tennessee. And I actually made the front page of their Dayton paper, which is about all of three pages, I think. But actually made the front page of it. So I was feeling pretty good about it, though. Had a great time down there. And it was actually one of those it was probably my second year on tour, getting out there to these rodeos on the circuits. And had a bull come out right around to the right into my hand, and came right along the fence. And when he did, the buck and shoots, he came right by the buck and shoots again. And I'll tell you what, I don't know if I just saw the red of the buck and shoots or what, but I saw it, jumped off at about, I believe it was 7-2, right before the buzzer, man, I jumped off at it.
Oh, no, no, don't tell me that now.
But I look good.
You look good doing it,
huh? Well, yeah, I sure did, and you know, it was just one of those deals, man. Just, I guess, an instinct that I was so close to the buck and shoots when I saw it, I just reached out and grabbed it. Couldn't believe it, man. I was so disappointed in myself. Had a great seat on him the whole time, too. I mean, that bull just didn't, I don't think I moved off of him much at all.
Well, maybe you can find out some more, since you know somebody in Dayton, that find out a little bit more information about this show for us.
Well, we'll see what we can do about that. You know, talking about some upcoming events now, Sneak, I will tell you that we're in the works of doing some big deals with actually one of the cowboys who rides in the SSBR, Alan Pippen. Sorry, guys, the name just kind of slipped past me there, but Alan Pippen is a cowboy, rides in Southern States Bull Riding a lot, and he's actually working and putting on a promotional charity event up in McDonough, Georgia, and we're going to head up there in September. It's going to be a great weekend. We're going to post the dates as soon as we get all the information from Alan, but he's going to work with us. We're going to do the live broadcast from his deal. Believe it's going to be, they're going to try to get a two-night event out of it, and they're going to do an SSBR co-sanctioned event on Friday night, and then I believe the deal on Saturday is going to be sanctioned by Zebra. So we're not real sure yet, still waiting on all the details to come in, but as soon as it does, we're going to let you rodeo fans know about it so you guys can get involved and make plans to be up there that weekend. They've got a concert. It's all for charity, and they are going to have a great, great time. Believe they've got a lot of stuff for the kids out there the whole weekend, some great food. Like I said, they are going to have an after party with a concert Not sure who the artists are going to be that are going to be down there, but I do know that Gary LaFeu is on the schedule to be down there as well. So, you know, rodeo fans, don't miss that. That'll be coming up in September. I believe it's September 25th and 26th is going to be that weekend. So get it on your calendars, and as soon as we get all the information, we're going to post it on our website.
Good. Gary LaFeu, you know, if for people that don't know him, is a world champion bull rider and puts on one of the best schools in the country as far as bull riding.
Yeah, you're right.
I've had the privilege of fighting a few of his schools that one of his sons actually put on here in Mississippi a couple of times, and was real impressed with the way they teach their schools.
Yeah. Well, you know, Gary does. You know, the reputation that he has as a world champion bull rider, is something that stands out by itself. But then for him to be able to teach others and the abilities that he has, he does a really good deal. Now, I believe his school's out in California. Am I correct on that, Snake?
Yes. I'm trying to remember the name of the town. But you're correct. It is in North California up there.
Okay. Well, you know what, guys? Sneak, I'm telling you what, man, you're going to miss a great one down at Port Charlotte here coming up this Saturday. I'm sitting here just looking at the draw sheets, and, you know, it's going to be real exciting, man. Before we even get over to that, I believe we got another caller, so let's see if we can jump over and talk some rodeo. Hang on a second, Sneak.
Okay.
Hello, Scott.
Hey, Knate. Jimmy.
Hey, Scott. What's going on?
Not much, man. How are you, buddy?
Pretty good. How do you like that draw sheet for Port Charlotte?
Yes, sir. Well, you know what, Jimmy? We were just getting ready to jump in there, man, and talk about it. Now, for you rodeo fans that don't know, we're actually talking with Jimmy Bennett, one of Team Making Eight Riders. Sneak, say hey to Jimmy over here.
Hey, Jimmy. How's it going tonight?
Pretty good.
So Jimmy, I know you ran into a little bit of bad luck this past weekend up in Chiefland. It was disappointing. I mean, the first time, I know the first ride, we could definitely say that you just flat got bucked off pretty quick there when the bull kind of cut back around and made his corner. But, you know, that second ride, I know you were pretty beat up about it. You know, it was just a matter of the gate man thinking that he saw you nod or heard you call for the gate when in all actuality you really didn't, and that caused you to get pulled over the front end on him. But how you feeling after that, man? Are you sore still, or are you doing okay?
2 days after the event, I was more sore, and now I'm been icing it down and stretching it out. I'm doing pretty good, but you know I don't hold grudges. You know, stuff it happens in rodeo. It ain't the first time. It ain't gonna be the last that it happens. So I just, you know, I think Eugene Carter and Cody Carter and Evan Carter for fighting bulls and doing their job. They did a good job getting me undone. And I was able to talk to Michelle, Cody's mom, and she did tell me that he did have an X-ray and his arm was broke.
Right.
But,
yeah. Now, was that Everett or Cody?
That was Cody.
Okay, yeah, it was Cody that took the shot, man. But I'll tell you what, they, you know, and all weekend long, they really did a lot of that. They really jumped in there and saved you guys out there. It was really impressive to watch those two young guys get out there and get in that arena and look after you guys. But, Jimmy, yeah, you're right, man. I'm actually down here looking at the draw sheets right now. And, man, I'll tell you what, you got a bull they call Salty Dog, man. Tell us about him. You know anything about him?
I know Doug Walker used to own him. Yellow bull, Charlotte, kind of looks like Miss Charlet, little nubby horn bull. Pretty goes out there about two jumps and throw his head. He'll throw his head around, but he'll either go either way. He'll go to the right or he'll go to the left, whichever day he chooses. But he's not a, he just, let's just say he's one, he bucks, he's not one nice puppy, so he just better be in the middle.
Yeah, I hear you, man. Well, I'll tell you what, the only good thing is that if you get a qualified ride, chances are you're going to get a pretty good score, and that'll bring you back to the short round. So we look forward for you being able to do that, man.
If I make the whistle, I'm going back to the short round, that's no doubt. So.
Yeah, on that little bull there. Now, is he real fast?
No, he comes around, and he's real strong, but he like I said, he reminds me of one of Corey's classic old bulls that we used to call Teddy Bear. When if he turns back to the left, his head's gonna be slapping you in the knees while he turns back. His head goes one way and he goes the other way. He just real. All
right.
He goes every which direction.
Well, you know what, man? This is a good opportunity for you to make some team making eight challenge points coming up. Ty Harris is actually taking the weekend off. Actually, well, I know he's gonna be up in he's gonna be up at Remington tomorrow night, and of course you're gonna be able to be up there and compete against him as well. But, Jimmy, he's taking Saturday night off, man, so it's a good opportunity for you to get down there and get some money.
Yeah, I plan on it.
I hear you, buddy. I hear you.
Well, good luck this weekend, Jimmy.
Thank you, sir.
But, yeah, we got a great matchup down there, man. Now, just going down the draw sheet, what do you think? Who do you think the rankest bull out there is?
I'll be honest, I don't really know. They all I know Jamie, Jamie Raindant, Chris Stewart, they all got good bulls. I don't know, the one I'm looking forward is, can't really say anything in the long round, but in the short round I'm looking forward to seeing Jamie's a new bull they call a crybaby buck. He's just phenomenal.
Oh, yeah? Good deal. Oh, well, yeah, he's going to be in the short round, I believe, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, yeah, so they'll have him in the short round. I know that, yeah, I know it makes it hard because once you see your name, you look over who's next to it or see what bull's next to it. That's your only big concern there is the bull you got. But definitely want to wish you luck, Jimmy, and look forward to catching up with you down there. But you're also going to be at Remington tomorrow night, right?
Yes, sir. And so Kevin McKeem is going to be there at Remington, and then me and him are both going to shoot over together to Port Charlotte.
Okay. All right. Good deal, man. Well, I'll tell you what, they got a lot of great riders down there. Going to be down there at both events these next 2 days. You know, got Brian Corson, another one of Team Making Eight riders, going to be down on Saturday night. So we look forward to seeing that. Looks like we're going to be able to cover all of our Team Making Eight riders down there. So, you know, you guys stay tuned. And, you know, Jimmy, I definitely appreciate you calling in, man. I'm glad you're feeling better after that little hang up there in Chiefland. And I think you can do it, man. You just got to keep your butt in the middle, man. Just keep your head down and make a ride on that bull. We look forward to seeing you in the short round.
That's been my biggest problem lately, just keeping my chin tucked. And my chin gets popped up and get leaned back, sitting on my pockets, and then out the door I go.
Well, I'll tell you what, though. The good thing is that you're going to be down there tomorrow at Remington, and we're going to have an opportunity to see you ride, and you can work on it down there and get ready for the big matchup in Port Charlotte on Saturday.
Yeah, that's what I plan on it.
All right, buddy. Well, hey, man, definitely want to wish you the best of luck. You know, we look forward to meeting up with you next 2 days. Glad to have you on board with us, man. Glad you're able to make some points. I know it's been a while. You came off right off the bat, and we're a little hurt this year. You got kind of shook up in the practice pen down there. But, you know, we're glad you're a part, man. Glad you're out here making some good rides. You know, you had a pretty decent ride 2 weeks ago at Remington, and hopefully you do the same thing tomorrow night.
Yeah, I appreciate it. The only way to find out is we'll find out tomorrow.
Yep, that's for sure, man. All right, buddy. Well, I'll tell you what. You know, we're going to let you get off here and get your stuff ready and get it together, man. Get your mind on your business, and we'll catch up with you tomorrow night. How's that?
All right, Scott. I'll see you tomorrow. Take care, Sneaky.
Have a good weekend.
All right,
now,
guys.
He makes
well,
me feel old calling us sir.
Well, you are old, Snake.
Well,
you know,
you're the one he was calling sir now.
I know, man. And I can't say much because I just rounded the big 3-1, actually, this past week on the 20th there. So, you know, we're kind of getting up there in years a little bit. But, hey, you know what? I felt pretty good after getting on that bull there a couple weeks ago down there in Mayaca City, so... who knows, man? Maybe we'll jump out there at Corey's place and get on one of them exhibition bulls one night just to see if we still got it at that old age, huh?
There you go.
We'll get. Hey, how about if we go down there and give these cowboys a reason to call us sir, right?
There you go.
Go out there and show them how it's done. But definitely want to catch everybody up, kind of let them know what's going on with some of these up-and-coming events here, you know, and what Team Making Eight is going to be out doing. You know, we're going to be in Bunnell, Florida on May 9th. You know, and if you rodeo fans are interested in finding out what rodeos are going on, Sneak, there is a bunch of rodeos going on now all over the U.S. So if you're a fan living in, you know, Tennessee or Alabama, Mississippi, even out west, you know, there are rodeos everywhere going on right now. And it's a good way to spend a good Friday or Saturday night, you know, to get out here and watch some great bull rides. You know, like you said, most places it is outdoors, and you don't have to worry about this daggone flu thing floating around. You know, it's a good way to take your kids out and have a great, great time. But, yeah, we're going to be in Bunnell, Florida, May 9th, which is actually just north of Daytona. And that, of course, is where we originated from. That's where I used to ride out of. And actually rode up there at the Flagler County Fairgrounds up there in Bunnell, Florida, for their Cracker Day event. And we look forward to getting back up there. We're going to take family over and spend some time with some of our relatives that are still over there in Daytona. It should be a great little weekend. We look forward to watching some great bull riding on Saturday night.
Well, sounds like you're going to have the home coming in.
Yes, sir, we will be. And, you know, the first thing, though, when I started talking to some of the family and some of the friends, letting them know, hey, we're going to be coming to town because there's a rodeo there. First thing they said, well, are you riding? Are you riding? And I said, no, you know, we're going to have to pass on that. We're running this business thing, and we want to bring all the action to you rodeo fans live. So that's what we're going to work on, and, you know, that's what's keeping us busy right now. So if we get an opportunity, we may jump out there and get on some bulls every now and again. But, you know, for right now, it's all about MakingEight.com and Team Making Eight. So we're going to support these riders, our team members.
Nah, I hear you, and that's, you know, the more fans, the better. We need to get the fans involved in this and get them on board, and hopefully you'll be able to pick up a whole bunch more fans when you're next week.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure we will, man. I'm sure we will. But, you know, and then we got in 2 weeks, May 16th, we're going to be down in Myatka City again for the SSBR NBRA co-sanctioned event, the Jason Wade Challenger Series. They just held that one, I believe, this not this weekend, but 2 weekends ago, on the 17th of April, or the 18th of April, maybe. And, you know, that turned out to be a really good deal down there. That was the one Jimmy Lazaro came and finished first, covered both his bulls, and he's actually standing in first place in the Jason Wade Challenger Series. So, you know, we look forward to seeing those cowboys down there for another great, great night. Going to be a good, I believe that is a 10 event buckle series event, so that's what these guys are competing for there.
Okay, well, that sounds like it's a good deal. Who is leading for the buckle event right now?
Right now for the Jason Wade Challenger Series is Jimmy Lathrow. With his win this past weekend, they've only had two events. Buckshot Morrison, of course, was our winner of the first event series that they had, or their first event that they had down there in Myatka City. You know, he was the first cowboy to finish first. So he's in first place, or he was in first place until last week, and Jimmy Lathrow took it. Now Jimmy Lathrow is in first place. And I believe Buckshot got pushed back to third place in the Challenger Series. And so we look forward to seeing both those guys, and hopefully Buckshot will come back and give Jimmy a little bit of run for his money. And, you know, the big thing is, too, is Jimmy Lathrow is also riding on these Challenger or Enterprise Series events with the PBR. And, you know, so he may not, you know, not sure how many of these events he's going to be able to make throughout the season. So even though it is 10 events, you know, there's no guarantees that these cowboys are going to be riding every weekend in them. But, you know, to follow off on that, man, we're going to be over in Lakeland, Florida, which is not too far from us. On May 23rd, we're going to be down at the Cumbie Arena. Ebar Productions and Kevin Escobar and Garrett Haskins are the producers for a great rodeo down there. Going to have $1,000 added That's going to be a great SSBR event down there. I believe they're also doing it for charity. We're working on getting the event, some of the stuff set up so we can really do a lot of promoting for it. But you rodeo fans out there that are listening, make sure you put it on your calendar, May 23rd, Lakeland, Florida. Not going to want to miss that bull ride. It really should be a good event down there.
It sounds like it is going to be a good one. And sound like y'all got a lot going on down in your part of the country right now. And I'm missing out.
Let me tell you, Sneak, there are rodeos filling up, man. Like I said, when I checked the SSBR's website at SSBRnow.com, it seems like every time I check their schedule, they always add something else. Now, I also know that they're doing some work with the World Elite Bull Riders, you know, and the Weekly Brothers. I believe they're doing rodeos down in Davie, Florida. They got a lot of events coming up in September for those. So we look forward to seeing that as well. But, you know, they got rodeos stretching out as far as Watkins, Georgia, coming up later on this summer. You know, they have the one in Mississippi. I believe Philadelphia is still canceled. I haven't seen anything else on it. But they keep adding rodeos, seems like, every week, man.
Yeah. Philadelphia, they still haven't given a new date on it. And we need to talk to Carl. We need to get him to put a few more on over this way.
Oh, most
get in touch with him and Jay and get them to tighten up a little bit over this way.
Yes, sir, you would be right, man. There's no doubt about that. But rodeo fans, if you guys, like I said, if you guys are interested, make sure you stay tuned with us. Get involved with us during the week. Check out our website. Go through it. Look and see what all we have to offer. You know, there's a lot of information on there, a lot of information we're adding to it. You can find out about Team Making Eight Riders. You can find out about our tailgate parties we're going out doing. Or you can just find out about some of the events that we're covering, you know, some of the different rodeo events as far as the different associations. You know, we're working with PRCA and some of these other different associations, IPRA. We want to be able to cover their deals. So we're going to be posting news bulletins so you guys can find out on all the rodeo action, not just bull riding. But, you know, there's a lot going on, man. We're definitely driving at it. Starting to get a real good grip on this thing, man. I think it's just a matter of time before we really get things coming out.
Well, I've noticed we're growing slowly but surely, and that's, you know, that's good.
Yeah, you're right. Well, you know, Sneak, like I said, I think we're sort of starting to wind down here for our show, but I really enjoyed the time that we've had out here. I think we covered a lot of rodeo, a lot of bull riding action from these past couple weeks. And hopefully the rodeo fans will stay tuned and really get involved with us a lot more. You know, hopefully they'll be able to get a grip with us, really start getting out there, getting involved, and find out what's going on in their area. Get out to one of these rodeos. I'm telling you, it's a good way to spend a Friday night. We're really excited for it.
And yeah, that's the thing, you know, people go that's never been to a rodeo, you know, I encourage you to go because you're gonna have a ball. And you know, if you know a little bit about it, you'll always have a good time.
That's right. That's right. But if you can't, definitely make sure you tune in to makingeight.com. Especially on Fridays and Saturday nights, you can look at our schedule and see where we're going to be doing our tailgate parties. And, you know, you can tune in, listen live, and catch some great bull riding action there. We're not professionals at it by any means, but we're bull riders and we're rodeo fans that have a passion for the sport. And that's what you're getting when you get us bringing it to you. So we're going to toy around with it a little bit. Like I said, each week is getting a little bit better. We're trying new things, you know. We're looking to have Chaz Fish on with us tomorrow night down at Remington Rough Stock. See if we can't get a little bit of the action brought to you from right there in the middle of the arena.
And that's the thing I encourage. If you've never been out in the arena with a bullfighter, that's going to be something that's going to be entertaining, and you'll be learning a lot from it.
Absolutely. Well, you know what? I've been in the arena with a bullfighter, but unfortunately I didn't spend much time sitting around talking with him, Snake. Usually
yeah,
by that time I was trying to get to the fence.
Yeah, we have a tendency to be on the move a good bit out there.
Oh, there's no doubt about that.
And I know Chaz is going to be having a ball tomorrow night, and you know, he's a great little bullfighter and got a head on his shoulder, and he's got some plans of his own for the upcoming future. So, and I'm looking forward to see more out of him on that.
Yeah, most definitely.
That's going to be a good way, you know, for the fans to get up and close and personal to what a bullfighter actually does out there and hear what's actually going on from their perspective. And, you know, it's going to be entertaining and educational for everybody.
Absolutely. So you got any plans this weekend, Sneak? Are you working some extra overtime shifts or what?
Looks like I'm going to be. You know, I do have the Relay for Life tomorrow night from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. In Petal, Mississippi at the Relay Park. So,
okay.
Yeah, I'm probably going to be kind of tired come Saturday afternoon.
I hear you, buddy. Well, I'll tell you what, if nothing else, you definitely want to tune in to MakingEight.com, man. Listen to this radio show and let's bring this action out there into your living room.
That's it. You know, we bring it live right to your recliner.
Yep, and you know what? That's the thing about live action is, you know, you never know what you're going to get, man. We can't be the same way every week, and we won't be the same way every week while we're doing this thing. We don't have a layout. We come out there and we talk about the rodeo at hand, and we bring it all to you just as it is. I mean, you're not going to get any closer to the action, so... you know, we're doing what we can, and you know, for you rodeo fans, if you have suggestions or ideas, things that you may want to hear us broadcast while we're out there, give us a call during the week, you know, or send us an email, leave us a comment in our our contact us page. We'll be happy to look into that, and we'll try to get some stuff worked out for you. You know, Sneak, I mean, MakingEight.com is really growing. We got a lot of things that we're going to start doing. We're going to be bringing Cowboy Church services to the internet, to the website, so you're going to be able to tune in live and watch a Cowboy Church service. Or you can, tune in as it replays, and you can watch it as it re-airs on Sunday mornings. So for you cowboys and cowgirls that can't get, you know, maybe get out to a church service or something, you could tune in and watch a good cowboy church service right there on the internet, MakingEight.com. So we're happy about that. We're also going to do a NASCAR does with Fox. You know, they've got their pre-race deals, and, you know, football has the pre-game shows and all that. We're going to bring a pre-rodeo deal to you. You know, it's going to be brought to you by MakingEight.com. So you guys, rodeo fans, stay tuned. And get a grip on this thing, because we sure are.
Hey, it sounds like you and Chaz are fixing to be real busy.
Yes, sir. We, especially with the amount of the rodeos that are coming up, you know, I'll tell you, just every weekend, like I said, there's just more and more. And, you know, we usually have to sit down there throughout the week. And, of course, these things change from week to week as well. You know, some shows may get canceled. Other ones may get moved. And they have these late entry deals. You know, we just keep standing by and getting ready to go, you know, hit rodeos every weekend. We know we're hitting rodeos. We're just not quite sure where. You know, we definitely want to be out with our team members as well, trying to take care of them and support them, you know, because they are our team. And you know, so we're trying to get out and do a lot of that as well. But, you know, for the most part, there are rodeos everywhere. So if you guys want to find out, and if you can't find one in your area, you call me up and we'll try to figure something out for you. We'll try to get you to the next closest deal. So, rodeo fans, like I said, give us a call during the week. Check out our, MakingEight.com. Just go to our contact page. Good way to get a hold of us throughout the week there.
And that's it. If we don't know, we will find out.
That's right. That's right, Sneak. All right, buddy. Well, I think we're getting ready to sign off here, man. I got to go get some more work done, get ready to go out and hit some rodeos this weekend. But, you know, until next week, we are going to have another Back on the Ranch radio show next week. Not sure if it's going to be Thursday or if it's going to be on Friday, but we will have one set up for you, so just stay tuned, rodeo fans. But until next week, you know, make sure you tune in to our website. Get on our buddies' pages so you can get a grip with us. And, you know, definitely tune in tomorrow night as well as Saturday night for the, you know, tomorrow night with the Remington Rough Stock Company in Tampa, Florida, down there at Crosstown Arena. If you're close enough by, make sure you get out and check out that show. And if not, tune in to Making8.com. Go to our radio page and listen to it live. And then Saturday night, the SSBR is going to be down in Port Charlotte for the Redman Pro Series Challenge. Do not miss an opportunity to get out there and see one of those events. All the SSBR top-ranked Cowboys are down there competing for a buckle in the in their event series. So, everybody, you know, stay tuned. Have a great week. Sneak, I've really enjoyed having you on the show with us. Thanks for calling in, man, and getting it, being a part of it with us.
Well, I've had a good time, as always. I enjoyed it, and I appreciate you letting me call in.
Absolutely. Anytime, buddy. Well, hey, listen, we hope to catch up with you next week. Hopefully you'll be able to tune in and listen to our show tomorrow or Saturday. If not, go back and listen to the re-airs this week. But, you know, definitely have a blessed week, buddy, and we will catch up with you next week.
You have a good one, and God bless you and yours.
All right, man. You too. All right, rodeo fans, there you have it. And until next week or until tomorrow night when we're out doing our live tailgate party, everybody get a grip, have a blessed weekend, and we'll catch you next week.
This is Wrangler National Finals rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Making8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Making 8 is a winner.
with my friends in sunny slippers, playing the after party again. Well, old Chris Shivers only knows one guitar chord, and that's fine. We got sunny slippers playing the after party. The ball.